الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على خير خلق الله نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه ومن والاه. أما بعد، كنا في دقائق أمس قد تكلمنا عن الشرط الأول من شروط الصلاة، يستدعي أبور بكبر the first condition for صلاة. قلنا بأن هناك تسعة شروط، يصير لنا الآن نعمل conditions. نعم، أول هذه الشروط first condition قلنا هو الإسلام، يصير لنا الإسلام. والثاني العقل، and second is sanity. فأي أحد يستطيع يعطينا صورة كيف يعني إسلام وكيف يعني العقل؟ Anybody can tell us what is the meaning of Islam as a condition for prayer, عقل as a condition for prayer؟ نعم. Now, but in regard to Islam, why do we say it's a tradition? Is there anybody who is going to pray if he's not Muslim? I can't hear you. Those who are not Muslims? Okay. They pray. I was letting people come to pray if they are not Muslim and go. In regard to the non-Muslim, pure non-Muslim, we said that there might be a person who is Christian, Hindu, Jew, whatever. He wants to be a Muslim, and he comes to the masjid, finds the jama'ah, praying, and he joins them. After salah, he comes forward to the imam and he says, "Ya imam, I want to become a Muslim." Imam dictated the testimony of faith for him, and he repeats after him, he becomes Muslim. Then we tell him, you make the Lord come back, pray. He says, "Oh, I just prayed with you. I just prayed," exactly like what he did. Say, "No, you have prayed, but you were not in the state of Islam when you did pray." This is one form. Other form, someone who prayed from Asr until Maghrib, he committed one of the invalid letters of Islam. Like, for example, if he cursed Allah, if he cursed the Prophet, if he cursed the Quran, if he said that he is no Muslim anymore. He argued with someone and he said to him, "I don't want Islam, I'm not Muslim anymore." Then he has come out of Islam. And he calmed down, then he says, "Astaghfirullah." And then he says, "Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan rasulullah." Here we tell him, okay, there is still time for Salat al-Asr, not yet Maghrib. You have to go now, take a long prayer. "Why? I've done the prayer." "Yes, you've done the prayer, but you rejected Islam, you committed one of the acts of apostasy. And now you return while the time of Asr is still there. Pray again." It's not pray again, it's to pray, because that is not considered finished. No? Why? Aql, we also said about Aql that someone might make wudu or naam and pray asr, okay, and pray asr, and then he lose his asr and become insane. Become insane, right? And then, or let's say he prayed Dhuhr and he became insane until Maghrib. So he did not pray Asr. He did not pray Asr. By the Maghrib time, he became sane. He makes a wudu and pray. Makes wudu and pray. But if he, during that period, did pray asr, is this asr prayer considered? No. Because he was insane and the prayer wasn't obligatory upon him. The one who was insane, the prayer is not obligatory. No? Also, if he drank khamr, and he drank khamr, right? And then he came and prayed asr while drunk, while he's drunk. This salah is not considered. Why? Simply because he is not sane. He's insane. By drinking khamr, he's insane. Even, if he says, okay, but I know. Even if he says, but I know what I do, what I say. Nah? So anyway, sanity is one of the conditions for prayer. If anyone prays while he is insane, this prayer is... Nah. The third, a third, من هذه الشروط نعم ما هو نعم التمييز وماذا تسمون التمييز discernment يعني لو أن طفل غير مميز صلى هل نقول صلاته غير صحيحة؟ صلاته صحيحة، لكن هل الصلاة واجبة عليه؟ ليست واجبة عليه. When a child who is not is below the age of discernment and is in that age, we don't say that this salah, this prayer is not acceptable or not considerable, but we also do not say that it is obligatory upon him, because the obligation begins with the age of discernment, or in fact no, it begins with the age of the age of maturity, maturity. But if he reached the age of authority or puberty or the age of maturity, and he does not pray, then he is insane. Then he is insane. Before that, he's not insane. Yeah, we are told to command the children and lead them. I was 10 years old if they don't pray. But if this does not mean it's obligatory. When they are in the age of maturity, it's obligatory upon them. It's obligatory upon them. Five. He didn't pray Asr and he was just before age of maturity. And before Maghrib, he reached the age of maturity. By meaning that he had one of the signs of maturity. He became mature. Okay? Now we say it is obligatory upon him to pray Asr. But if he has already prayed Asr, and an hour after Asr, an hour later after Asr, he found one of the signs of maturity. He became mature. Should we tell him to pray again? No. Not like the one who became Muslim prayed while he wasn't Muslim and then became Muslim after that, a while after that. This is different. This we say you have to pray again, because that prayer is not considered, because you have done it before the age of maturity. Same thing with the insane person, but not for the one who is below the age of maturity. Now, والرابع من الشروط, the fourth condition is the cleanliness. ومعناه, the meaning of it, and the يعني removal of the impurity from the body, the exposed part from the external or the outside of the body, not the inside, the outside, the clothes and the place where he is going to pray it. These three things must be free of impurity. Example: a woman, a mother of a baby, performed wudu, so she goes to pray. But before she got to pray, her baby needed to be cleaned. She cleaned the baby. And when she finished, she came to pray, but she noticed that some dirt from the baby is still on her hand. Is this okay to pray with? No. She has to go and clean it. Not to go and make wudu, no, but she has to go and clean it. Because her wudu does not get affected by it. Right? If the dirt is on the clothes, she has to clean the clothes. If the baby done that on the rug, which she prays usually on, she cannot use it until she cleans it. Okay? So the body, the clothes, and the place where you're gonna pray in. This must be clean out and free of any impure things, liquids, objects whatsoever. طيب. If for example, إذا فرضنا بأن إنسانا ما صلى وبدأ الصلاة وفي أثناء الصلاة رأى في ثوبه آثار يعني أذى. While he is praying, he noticed that on his clothes there is some dirt, impure dirt. ماذا يفعل؟ What should he do then?
Stop
the prayer, and then go and clean, and then يعني start from beginning, or you continue from there, or
beginning.
From the beginning. Right. You are building? Same shop, maybe same school. Now. Can't remove it while you spraying, then and if he can get rid of it, clean it while he is in praying, then he should do that. Otherwise, he should take off the clothes. Yeah, clean the spot in while he's in the salah. Okay, so like they, what they say. Remove what? No. Okay. My question was on the cloth. So he must stop. Come out of Salah, clean it if it can be, clean it, and then come back to pray again from the beginning. But what if he noticed that in his socks? He noticed that there is a spot of dirt on his socks, impure dirt. What should he do? He removes it. He takes the socks off. Right. What if he has white over the socks? White. Must.
Does he have to make a wudu?
Huh?
Does he have to make a wudu?
Madam? لا لابد يعيد الوضوء لأنه مسح عليه فالآن الجزء الذي جاءته الطهارة غير موجود. على كل حال يحتاج إلى يعني نظر إلى هذا الموضوع، لكن If the person finds any kind of a dirt on his clothes, then if this part of the cloth, like for example, if he's wearing like this, ghutra, and he saw in the salah that there is a spot of impure thing, or at least he suspected this might be impure, then he has to, like this, he can just throw it away and continue his salah. Or the kufi, he just threw it away. But if it is the thong, the dress, he cannot take it in salah. Naam? Tayyib. The fifth. This was the fifth. Sixth. Sadis. Alakar al-Khamis. طيب أنا بدي نتكلم عن هذا الطهار. الطهار يكون هذا كم الخامس؟ أوكي الفيفث. نعم الطهار أو the purity purification، يعني الإنسان لابد أن يتطهر. Person must purify himself before coming to salah. وهذا معناه ماذا؟ أنه إذا انتقض وضوءه لا بد أن يتوضأ من يده. If he loses his wudu, he must make wudu once again. He must make wudu once again. نعم. فلا بد من الطهارة، الحدث الأصغر والأكبر. It must be, the purity must be from the minor and major causes. Minor by losing wudu. Major by the janaba. We all know janaba. Now, السادس نعم the sixth ماذا ستر العورة covering the عورة not covering the private part covering the عورة هناك فرق بين الأعضاء الخاصة والعورة it's different between the عورة and private parts لأنني وجدت بعض الناس يترجمون يقول covering the private parts هذا خطأ لا نعلم أحد يمشي مكشوفة يعني عورة بمعنى الأعضاء الخاصة we never come to know that people walk and covering their private parts لكن عورة تختلف وعورة الرجل عورة for the man من السرة إلى الركبة من السرة إلى الركبة from the navel to the knee وعورة المرأة كلها عورة المرأة كلها عورة إلا وجهها وكفيها بالصلاة for the woman she is all عورة except the face and the prayer فإذا صلى الإنسان وهو غير ساتر لركبته And if the person prays while not covering his knee, فإن الصلاة غير صحيحة. Then the prayer is not valid. وهكذا المرأة لو صلت كاشفة عن شعرها أو عن قدمها أو ساقها وهي تعلم فإن الصلاة غير صحيحة. In the light of the woman, when she prays, if she uncovers her hair or her feet or part of the shin, then salah is not correct. Same but if she knows about this, if she knows about the outcome, نعم. ولكن إذا قلنا بأن العورة من عورة الرجل من السبع إلى الركبة لا يعني هذا أن الإنسان يصلي بهذه الطريقة إلا اضطرارا مضطرا. When we say the aura for the man is from the holy button or the navel to the knee, it does not mean that you don't pray like that, cover from here to here and pray, and uncover all of the other parts. No. But we mean if it is an emergency habit, then yes. But if it is not emergency, it is not good. بعض الناس say that in the bahar, some people go to the beach. ويسبحون ويلعبون ويسويم البلاي فإذا جاءوا في الصلاة يصلي بالبرمودا هذا يفرين بالبرمودا هذا خلط هذا خلط هذا كوريك نعم هذا سي ثو سوكس لا it's not the cause is not the skin The thing is not the skin to be seen or not seen. The thing is the whole feet, the whole feet to be covered. And if she is wearing thick socks and trousers, okay, and shirt up to the knee, she cannot pray in that. Without the whole cover. لأن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول إن الله يقول لا يقبل الله صلاة حائض إلا بخمار. الخمار في اللغة العربية ما خامر الجسد من الرأس إلى القدم. هذا خمار. نعم. كم نحن الآن؟ ستة؟ تفضل سبعة؟ ما أسمع. نعم. تصلي؟ أحسن الله إليك. أيوه هذا سؤال جيد. هل الحاج تصلي؟ الحديث says الله تعالى does not accept a prayer from a حاج except in خمار. Brother is asking, can the حائض pray? حائض here does not mean during the menses, but it means when she reached the age of menstruation. And after that, before the age of menstruation, which is the age of maturity, if a girl prays, nothing covering her. A girl 6 years old, 7 years old, 8 years old, praying without any covers, just in her dress. Hair is uncovered, hand from shoulder uncovered. Is this salah sahih? Yes, salah sahih. Because she is not high, she is not in the age of menstruation. Lakin, once she reached the age of menstruation, she begins having menstruation, then she cannot pray in this way. She must have khimar. Meaning, when she becomes a woman, not a girl anymore. When she becomes a woman, not a girl anymore, then she has to pray in khimar. That's the meaning. Allah. سبعة سبن طيب وأيضا الثمانية مش تنين تو now okay this is the seven طيب we have six then okay the seven what it is how can tell us من يقول لنا السابع شوف يا اخوان you have now to squeeze your brain. If it risky you now here, you better sit. Why? Because we all pray. We have to know that. We have to know that. What that? أحسن جزاك الله خير. Facing the قبلة. استقبال القبلة. استقبال القبلة. نعم. استقبال القبلة شرط. It's a condition to face the قبلة. طيب. إذا صلى إنسان إلى غير القبلة وهو لا يعرف. لا يعرف أين القبلة. صلى إلى غير القبلة. فماذا عن صلاته؟ If a person prays to a wrong direction, thinking that this is the correct direction, what's the ruling? Accept it. We can't say accept it. We say the salah is sahih. Accepted Allah? No. Accepted or not? This is not Allah. Umar ibn Khattab said, if I know that Allah accepts from me two rak'ah, I'd be the most happy one. Because Allah said, إِنَّمَا يَتَقَبَّرُ اللَّهُ مِنَ الْمُتَّقِينَ Barely Allah accepts from the mutaqeen, the five souls. But we say the salah is sahih. Accepted, not accepted, this to Allah Ta'ala. Right. If he prays to a wrong direction, thinking that this is the right direction, we say, what? No. We say we have to study this case of this person. Did he try to find out? Or he just said, he comes to this house, Allah Akbar. And after Salah, after he finished, someone came and said, were you sitting to this direction? Or I just finished praying. He said, no, the direction is the opposite the qibla is the opposite direction. Oh, but khalas, the Shaykh said, if you finish the prayer, finish salah. La, this is wrong. Because he did not do anything to find out. He should do something to find out. He should do something. Yeah. He must make ijtihad. He must make ijtihad. Here the ijtihad is permissible for every Muslim. But if he does the ijtihad, try, and he prays to this direction, and after salah he find out that it's the opposite direction, salah is okay. A man praying to the wrong direction, and in the middle of the prayer someone came and said to him, you are praying to the opposite direction, it's to your back. What should he do?
Turn.
Huh? Delete. Okay. What is the delete? What is the delete? Okay, then when was that? When was that? No, I don't mean the date. How it was changed? During the Salah. How? No. A man prayed with the Prophet ﷺ in Masjid al-Nabawi, and they used to pray towards the Bayt al-Maqdis. But that Fajr prayer, the Prophet ﷺ made the Sahaba to pray towards Makkah. Towards Makkah. This man prayed with the Prophet ﷺ there, and then he came to Masjid Quba and found the people there praying towards Bayt al-Maqdis. And he said to them, it was descended tonight to the Prophet ﷺ that the direction of Salah is to the Kaaba. So they all turned and faced the Kaaba. And same thing happened in Masjid al-Qiblatayn, Masjid al-Qiblatayn. Okay. But the condition, we said that he must do his best to find out where is the direction of the Kaaba or of the Qibla. In Mecca, in the Masjid al-Haram, where is the Qibla? Na'am? The center, the Kaaba itself. The Kaaba itself. Some people do mistake. The Kaaba is this direction, okay, and you know that the rose there is circle, and he is standing here now, the rose go like this, and he is here, or let's say he is here. We see them facing like this. Who's facing like this, he did not face the Kaaba. He faced the other man praying on the other side. But not the Kaaba. Not the Kaaba. Shortly, in Mecca, in Masjid al-Haram, when you are able to see the Kaaba, in some places the Masjid al-Haram, you cannot see the Kaaba. But when you are able to see the Kaaba, you must not see the one praying opposite direction to you. You got that? You must not see the one who is in the opposite direction of you. Who is straight opposite direction. If you do so, see that man, then you are not facing the Kaaba. And you are not facing the Kaaba. That means that those people in the Kaaba must obstruct the vision of the other side of theirs. If it does not, it means that they are not facing the Kaaba. And then the Salah is not correct. Then the Salah is not sahih. Invalid. Now, the S ايوه من يصير الثامن الشرط الثامن الانتنشن النية وهذه النية تسبق الصلاة او اثناء الصلاة النية should precede the salah or inside the salah precede فإذا صلى إنسان بغير نية if a person prays without any intention فإن هذه الصلاة غير معتبرة this salah is not considered وهل يصلي إنسان بغير نية is there any person pray without نية yeah ممكن رجل يشرح الصلاة لناس إمام showing the people how to pray teaching them فصلى ركعتين he prayed two ركعات وبعد ما انتهى من الصلاة قال الحمد لله أنا صليت صلاة الضحى he says الحمد لله I've done صلاة الضحى نقول لا هذه هل نويت بها صلاة الضحى يقول لا لا ما نويت قل إذن ليس صلاة الضحى ليس هل نويت بها صلاتك أو فقط للتعليم did you intend to pray a prayer for Allah or just to teach the people say no just to teach them say Allah will reward you for teaching them but not for as and someone who prays نعم لأن الصلاة لم يسبقها نية because this prayer wasn't preceded with نية والدليل ورز الدليل يا
أحسن ترى بعدين تنسان وانظر بي بوايل
تسيب من تسيب باي
نعم
إنما الأعمال بالنيات وإنما لكل امرئ ما نوى This hadith hadith of عمر بن الخطاب رضي الله عنه that the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said إنما الأعمال deeds are by the intentions not considered except based on the intentions preceded them If there was an intention, then we see what يعني Allah Ta'ala will يعني treat this deed based on that intention. No intention, not valid. Intention wrong, not valid. Not valid. Now, so there must be intention. There must be intention. Now, now. استمرار استصحاب النية نعم سنأتي على هذا هو النية شرط واستصحاب النية شرط آخر the نية itself is the condition and the continuation of the نية during the act of worship is also a condition يعني he must not change his niyyah he must not change his intention at the middle of the deed otherwise it will affect this kind of worship نعم طيب الثامن التاسع كم وصلنا التاسع what is the ninth سنة لا ليست شرط سنة السنة أو كم سنة بشرط ها لا ها لا This is again not condition. Right? Time for the prayer. Time for the prayer. And waqt, dukhul al-waqt. إذا قلنا يا أخوان نحن في هذا المسجد عندنا دورة علمية وتعب فنريد اليوم نصلي العشاء ونصلي بعدها على طول الفجر تنام ونستريح. If we say okay guys, we are in conference here in this masjid and we are tired, so we want to pray Isha and right after this we make Fajr, we pray Fajr. So we go sleep and rest. Is this Fajr valid? Not valid. Okay, there is intention. There is wudu. Purity of the body clothes. The direction, Islam, sanity, everything. But we missed one, the time. After praying time. بعض هذه الشروط قد يتسامح في فقده أو في فقده في بعض الصلاة أو في نعم، ولكن بعضها لا يصلح العمل إلا به. Some of these conditions, the act of worship might be okay when this condition is missing, based on ignorance or forgetting. But some others know. من هذه الشروط، نعم. إزالة النجاسة, the removal of the impure objects from the body, the clothes and the place. متى يتسامح؟ When we say it is okay for the person to pray carrying impure objects with him. إذا لم يدري إلا بعد الصلاة. If he didn't know this except after the salah. Salah is sahih, he doesn't need to pray again. أيضا القبلة, استقبال القبلة. Somebody who prays whole prayer to the opposite direction of the Kaaba. And after salah is told, oh, you pray to the opposite direction. And he has done his best to know the direction but he missed it. Salah is sahih, he doesn't make it up again. Someone prayed and after he finished or at the middle of the prayer he had a suspicion that he still has wudu. Here we say this suspicion invalidates your wudu. If you have a suspicion, oh, I forgot that. Abudu or not? During the salah, Abudu or not? Cannot remember. Then you have to stop, go make wudu, come back pray. But after you finish the salah, wait, did I have wudu? I cannot remember. Salah is sahih, he doesn't need to pray. For suspicion after prayer is not considered. After any worship, suspicion after the worship is that, but assuredness, affirmation, and he finished the prayer, but he came to the moment. Oh, I have come to the toilet, but I did not make wudu. And he finished the prayer. What we say, you have to pray again, you have to make wudu. Because now it's not a suspicion, it's something confirmed. Okay? اليقين لا يزول بالشك. لا, عند الصلاة is different. Outside the salah. Why? Because the whole prayer is done in yaqeen, in certainty. He was certain that he has wudu until he finished the prayer. After, he has shak, suspicion. Say, khalas. That yaqeen, that certainty must not be removed by the shak, which came after. Limada? Why? Because the shak, the suspicion that comes after the worship, is from shaitan. It's from shaitan. To make you go and repeat and repeat and repeat and repeat, which is al-waswas. But as we said, after salah, you had a suspicion. You thought, oh yeah, really, I did not make wudu. Here we say, you have to make up the salah. Because it is not more a suspicion now. It is not a suspicion anymore. It became now certain. Okay? This is the fact. Now. That is
قبل.
نعم. ولكن أو بعد. طيب. ماذا أيضا؟ Question from anyone, you can stop me any time. You don't have to wait until after the lecture. You can stop me any time.
Can a person change his niyyah during salam? Like you start to pray 4 rakah sunnah at asr time, then you hear iqama for asr, so can you change niyyah to 2 rakah so you finish to read with the jamaat before?
Well, first of all, we need to change the question. Construction. The question says, I can change the niyyah. Can I have water? Change the niyyah?
During salah.
So, which salah? Okay?
Like you start to pray 4 rak'ah sunnah at asr time.
There is no 4 rak'ah sunnah. There is no 4 rak'ah sunnah. There are two. Because the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, Salatul Lamnahari Matna Matna. Turaka. This, okay, continue the question to show you that he intends, he means that four raka we don't salah. Go ahead.
Then you hear a comma for Asr, so can you change niya to 2 raka?
That's the point. So he means that there is 4 raka we don't salah. That no sunnah. Prophet says, Salatul Layl wal Nahari Matna Matna. Matna Matna. Two raka. Yes, in some madhahib, they believe that 2 raka with 1 salah. They for Dhuhr and they for us. But this is not the proper implementation of it. In the hadith, how they come to know that? How they come to say that? Because the hadith of this sunnah before Dhuhr says, "Man salla na'am wa arba'a qabla al-dhuhr wa rak'atayn ba'daha." 4 rak'ah before Dhuhr, 2 rak'ah after. So he says 4 rak'ah. They say he says 4 rak'ah. Asr, man hafaza 'ala arba'a qabla al-'asr, bala Allah lahu fitr min jannah. Or, kama fi al-hadith la, who continuously do 4 rak'ah before asr. Well, they said, okay, see, he said 4 rak'ah. We say you have to match this hadith, have to understand it, along with the other hadith, where he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Salatul Layl wa al-Nahari Matna Matna. The prayer in the night and in the day is 2 rak'ah, 2 rak'ah, Matna Matna. Don't.
So if you're going to pray those 4 rak'ah, you pray 2 salam and then 2 salam?
Exactly. 2 salam, 2 salam. And now let's reconstruct the question. The question should be, if a person begins praying No, if a person begins praying, first, a person came to the masjid and he found people sitting in a way looks like they have finished the prayer. Or he came, he found no one there. The goal is, yani, Iqama, let's say, the Iqama is what? Quarter to one? 12:40. He came like 5 minutes to one, he found no one there in the bus. He thought that everyone has left, the prayer. So he makes the Iqama and he began praying. The first dhuhr. While he was praying, the muadzin came and he started the adhan, began the adhan. And now we realize, oh, the haven't yet praised dhuhr. Even the adhan not yet raised. So what he does, he changed the niyyah now to sunnah. He changed the niyyah to sunnah. Okay? Alright. He began praying sunnah. Someone came and he touched his shoulder to join him, thinking that he's praying dhuhr. That man will pray dhuhr. Then he said, okay, if I'm going to lead him in dhuhr, let me change the niyyah from sunnah to dhuhr. He said, no, this is not correct. You cannot change the sunnah, the niyyah of sunnah to fard. But you can't change this niyyah of fard to sunnah. Why? Why, akhwan? Because when you pray sunnah, when you change this niyyah of the fard to sunnah, you will have to pray the fard. Correct? You will still have to pray the fard. But if you change the sunnah to fard, it's not obligatory for you to pray sunnah to that. It's not obligatory. So that's why it is permissible to change the niyyah from the fard to sunnah, but not from the sunnah to fard. Get that, everyone? Some ibadah you cannot change from sunnah to nafl, from sunnah to fard, or fard to sunnah. Like fasting. You fast Monday. Say tomorrow Monday, I want to fast Monday. Because Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam liked to fast Monday. And you began fasting. The whole time you said, well, I have one day from Ramadan. Last Ramadan I did not make it. Okay, khalas, this is the day. Say no. This cannot be. Okay. You have one day from last Ramadan. You said, okay, tomorrow, I'm intending from now that tomorrow I pray and make up for that day. And in the middle of the day, you said, fasting is easy. Let me change it now from the wajib to nafl, and I will do tomorrow the wajib. Because today Monday, and Monday the nafl fasting is the Sabbath. Let me change it to nafl, and I'll make the wajib tomorrow. Say no, you cannot. In fasting, you cannot change. Hajj or Umrah. You have done Hajj or Umrah last year or sometime before, and then this year you gone to Hajj. You put on your Ihram and or Umrah. You put on your Ihram and Umrah. And when you come to the Miqat, you say, Labbaik Allahumma Umrah, and you done. Before you begin the tawaf, you said, okay, why didn't I make it for my father? Say no. Now it's not good anymore. Because you already begun the choice. Hajj or Umrah. Okay? So some of the ibadat you cannot change. From nafl to wajib or from wajib, you cannot change. But in prayer, you can change from wajib to nafl, but not the opposite. Okay? from the big, bigger to the smaller, but not the obvious. Same thing. You have money and you want to give some poor resources, some poor people, and you want to give them sadaqah. And you give them sadaqah, it's a sadaqah. That was the intention, you give them sadaqah. A minute after he put it in his hand, and he took it, he said, okay, I didn't pay the zakah. Okay. The intention is the zakah, he said, no. It doesn't work, halal, finish. But he got the money, and he said, oh, I'm going to give it to this man who is poor as a sadaqah. Before you put it in his hand, you remember, oh, I didn't pay the zakah. Let me change the intention to zakah. Yes, this is the zakah. Because the act not yet began. Yes, and it began. But once you put it in his hand, that is the intention. That is the intention. Now.
If the Imam is praying after Salah and somebody did not pray the Zuhr, can he join in prayer by making intention for the Zuhr Salah in the other?
There are many different opinions, but we will say, we will tell you the proper opinion that I find it the better one. Yes, you can. If you come to the masjid and find the Imam praying Asr, and you did not, while you did not pray Dhuhr, then you can join him in Asr with your intention of Dhuhr. The different intentions between the Imam and Ma'mum does not affect on the Salah. Why? What is the belief? What is the delay? This is the delay. حدثنا يوسف بن عليا. What is the delay? How is it?
حديث.
ها؟ لا 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 في حديث للصلاة. أي في حديث ليس حديث حديث للصلاة. النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم صلى الفجر بمزدلفة، والرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم في الفجر بمزدلفة. And when he was praying, two men came and sat down. When the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم finished the prayer, he asked them, why you did not pray with us? They said, we have already prayed. He said, okay, if you have already prayed and you can't find Jama'at al-Muslimin, join them, it is Sunnah for you. Now they join with the intention of Sunnah, while the Imam is leading with the intention of Fard. So different in intention. Another one. Ahsan. Mu'adh ibn Jabal used to pray with the Prophet ﷺ in his mosque, and then go to Al-Aliyah, where his people is, and he leads them in Isha prayer there. He prayed Isha with the Prophet ﷺ already. And now he comes there and he leads as Imam. They like him reciting. So to make him Imam. They wait for him. And he used to lead them. So now, what is he doing? Isha? Huh? Sunnah. You cannot do the fard twice. Not permissible. So he's doing Sunnah. They are doing fard. Another. The Prophet ﷺ, when they finished the prayer, and he saw one man came, and he said to the Sahaba, "Man yatasaddaq ana?" The intentions are different. Abu Bakr al-Siddiq is, his intention is, and this man is, his intention is what? So the difference of intentions does not make a problem. But if both the ritual and the intention are different, then there is a problem. Example. Someone missed Asr and he came to the masjid by Maghrib and the Imam is leading Maghrib. The intention is different and the ritual itself is different. The act is different. Asr 4 rak'ah, Maghrib 3 rak'ah. Asr silent, Maghrib 2 rak'ah. La. Huh? So, just then what you should do? You should join the jama'ah in Maghrib, and after that you pray qada, ri'at al-qada. Because the time of Asr is already done. Well, is that true? Now, at the back. The person begins praying the Sunnah of Fajr. Is that true? Any Sunnah. Any Sunnah. I choose the Sunnah of Fajr because it's very strong. Right. And the Muaddin began calling for Iqamah. Is that? What should he do? He should stop immediately and join the Jama'ah. Unless if he is already in the child. So he should do it quickly, finish and join. Join the Jama'ah. Wallahu a'lam.
Fake
sunnah with
the Prophet and then
pray
the
Isha.
It
means
it
has to be a full sunnah, not two. La, tell me, who said that? Who said that? If I leave the prayer now and start the Isha, how many rak'ahs I'm going to pray? And you all? What's the problem in that? The hadith did not say that Mu'adh prayed for rak'ahs. Huh? Right.
In the case of the Ma'atu, you accept Islam and Salat composed for him. There will be an information about the Salat to lead him in Salat since he would know the prayer.
Yes. Yes, no problem, someone to lead him in Salat. Yeah. Because it's going to be Sunnah for him. As a. No.
We give now a teacher person about Islam, and alhamdulillah the person accepts Islam. We then teach him how to do Salah, and by now it is time for Salah. The new Muslim has not yet done Ghusl, and there is a hadith about new Muslim have to give Ghusl, have to do Ghusl. And in the masjid there is only enough water for doing wudu. It is time for Salah. Does the person make wudu and pray, copy the afternoon Salah, or does he wait until after he does Ghusl, and after this do Salah and copy all the Muslim?
The ghusl for the new Muslim is not obligatory. What is obligatory is that he make wudu and comes back and pray. Unless if this person has committed zina. And then in verse 7, of course he needs to make ghusl. But ghusl for Islam, for embracing Islam, the ulama has different opinion in that, but the strong opinion is that it is not obligatory, and there are many adillah. A huge number of sahaba became Muslims, and the Prophet did not tell one of them to go and make ghusl. Maybe it happened once or twice, but it's not as obligatory, because when it is obligatory, every individual one will have to do it. Every individual one. As for example, the Prophet ﷺ, how many times he said that if the person has janaba, he must make ghusl? How many times? How many ahadith? Maybe one, two, like that. Right? But is this obligatory upon every Muslim? Or only those who he told him? Every Muslim, because it's a condition. Why? Because there is an impurity, physical impurity, not spiritual. Because the discharge is a physical impurity. Now, wallahu a'lam. How does it?
If for some reason, Zuhar Salah.
No.
And when you reach the other place,
Islam.
Could you make your intention to pray Asr Salah? No, could you make your intention to pray Zuhar Salah instead of Asr Salah?
Okay.
If you pray in Masjid-e Asr Salah, could you come back and pray the Zuhar Salah and then have to come back to pray the Asr Salah because you can't have breakfast for lunch?
In regarding Salat or the Salat that a person misses, as we said earlier in the doctor's question, which was very similar to this, we said that the ulama have different opinions. Some of them say, if you miss Salat, Dhuhr, and you remember it when after time has entered, they say, now you do not pray, if you come to the masjid, the imam is reading Salat al-Asr, you miss Salat al-Dhuhr. They say you join them with the intention of Asr, and after Asr, you pray Qadha, Dhuhr. Some ulama say, you will join them Asr, and after that you pray Dhuhr, and after that you pray again Asr. Why? They say because the order. But there are incidents in the Sunnah that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam missed some prayers, and they pray this Salah that they missed, as because the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, "Man nama an salati aw nasiyaha فليصليها حين يذكرها لا كفارة لها إلا ذلك." Whomsoever sleeps until the time of prayer passes, or forgets a prayer until the time of it passes, and doesn't remember it except then let him to pray when he remembers it. No kafara for it except that. So that means, as you said, once you remember, or once you come to away or something like that, then that is the time when you pray. You come to the masjid, the people are praying Asr, you join them with the intention of Dhuhr. And after that, you pray Asr, and nothing else. Wallahu a'lam. This is the opinion that I found the strongest.
Normally, we have 10 sentences, right? The communion and the first salah is already started. But in the first salah, there are little children. What should we do?
If the person comes to the masjid and finds little children in the first row or in the row that he approaches, what should he do? The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, لِيَلِيَنِي مِنْكُمْ أُولُ الْأَحْلَامِ وَالنُّهَى. Let the ones of Ahlam and Nuha, Ahlam and Nuha means wise people. People who have aql. Not aql meaning they are not majnoon, no, but people who have knowledge or experience like that, who can do the responsibility of the imam as to leave the prayer or forget or like that, to correct him or. But this hadith, wisdom for Allah, and we all repeat.
Allah.
So the hadith clearly says that people of knowledge, people who are adults, should pray behind me. For that, if the imam makes a mistake, then they can rip off that in. But this does not permit those adults and people of knowledge to stay home until when they like, they come and they find children. Or if there are village children, children very who do not know what is salah, then it is better for their parents not to bring them to the masjid. And if they bring them, they should not be behind the imam. Okay? But in some occasions it happens like that. What do we mean by that? And it is not correct. You come to the masjid and you see a man with his child who is 2-3 years old, and you pull the child to the back and you come in. So this child might go to the street, might go do something dangerous. Now, so what you need to do is push the father on the side and the child is somewhere. Right, if that is possible. But if it is going to cause fitna, then we have to avoid it. We have to avoid it. Because some people just insist, we have to push it. This is wrong. This is wrong. If it is going to cause fitna, we don't want the fitna. Fitna is not good. Fitna is not good. And doesn't bring any khayr. Now, if the child who does not know how to make wudu and he prays in the middle of the saf, does he break the saf? No. No. He does not break the saf.
Okay.
Now,
the one that we could avoid from here is that most families are going right. And imam starts his salah, his classes still are going on, and if people don't rush his salah, do you think that it's disrespect, like creating one very time, if somebody calls his brother's time for salah, and classes are still going on?
This is wrong. We yesterday talked about this. We said that the salah comes first. We should not delay the salah for the class. We are teaching about salah. And it is not good that we be the first one who go opposite of what we teach. And the hadith or the athar of Imam Ahmad, that many people take as an evidence, it's not for this case. And Imam Ahmad was teaching, maybe in the house, somewhere, when the masjid called Adan and this, so someone said, "Ya Imam, the Salah." He said, "Don't you see what we are in?" That means that they are in Jama'ah, they are group, they are Jama'ah, but they are not in the masjid or adjacent to the masjid like this. And it is not correct that the masjid is for all. People who want to learn and people who doesn't want to, who do not want to learn. People who pass by. Maybe someone come from work, very tired, and he wants to pray Isha and go sleep. And we are here in the hall, continuing the dars. He is waiting there. We are continuing with us. He's waiting there. This is not correct. Then make him pray alone and leave, which is not correct. Who wants the knowledge must pay for it. Pay what? Pay patience. Not money. Must pay patience. Meaning, we have to stop, go pray, and come back if you wish. But not to hold everyone for us, waiting for us. That's not correct. Now, and I said that yesterday and I say it today. Although I see still things going as is, but my duty is done and Allah is the witness. I have advice, I have said, now the sin of it is in the band of the one who caused, not me. Okay, so we say, we have to, and I just said yesterday, we should not delay the adhan for our class. The adhan must be laid on time. On time. And then the duration between adhan and iqama, as usual, 10 minutes, 10 minutes, we pray. And this is something good, because we go there, get some rest, pray, and then come back fresh. Instead of break, drinking, talking, we go pray. Wallahu a'lam, and now we stop, we go for prayer. If you wish to come back, then come back. Come back?
Yeah, come back.
Okay, inshallah. Subhanakallah.